Really, you know, I just wanna, you know, display some hard work and effort, not only me, but try to, you know, get that atmosphere throughout the rest of the team and have us be in a position that, you know, the city of Cleveland hasn't seen the Browns in a long time. So really just trying to make a playoff push, that's for sure. It's great. It's great to be back. Very ready. Very ready. Had a long time to get ready for it. Last 10 weeks, it's been a grind. It's been a grind, that's for sure. A lot of working out, you know, a lot of quiet time, stuff like that. But I've been up here. I've been up here still the whole time, so not too far away. Change me? I mean, I wouldn't, like, as a person, it gives you more patience, I would say. You know, with certain things, you just got to be more patient. You know, everything takes time. And then when time comes around, hopefully you get the opportunity to produce. Time presents itself, like right now. Hopefully I can do that for us. Well, I mean, most people do doubt me, you know, so. But as regards as football, I think that's the easier part for me. Oh, life? Well, I mean, life is great right now. I can't complain about anything. You know, I'm blessed to be in the position I am. So I'm not mad either way. Well, we might have a misquote. I told him, you know, I definitely wanted to outwork, you know, everybody at my position or anybody opposing me, you know, just to put that effort out there and that leadership role through showing what I could do on the field as a sense throughout the entire league. He probably took it the way he took it and spent it, but that's cool. Nate's my guy. So in that context, sure. Definitely. You know, it's a lot of people I feel I owe that to. You know, my family members, friends, people that felt more embarrassed about it than the people, the city of Cleveland. As much as they are, the people closer to me feel it harder than anybody, and I feel as though I owe them as well as the Browns, but I like to do that by performing well. Well, I think, you know, going through this time, you know, really just gave me time to see, like, it's not the end of life, you know, if you're saying a new lease on life. It's like life's still going to go on. I saw a lot of people just carrying on like nothing happened. So the team was still winning as if I wasn't there, you know. So to take that, you know, for granted is not what I was trying to do, you know. So knowing that I could come back, I just want to make sure I was in the best shape of my life and try to come out without missing a beat and pick up right where I left off from last season and hopefully keep it going. Was it fair, considering the rules and that the rules, the prior rules were broken? They had every right to do exactly what they did. Well, I feel there's no need to address it anymore because people, like I said before, people are going to have opinions, judge me. That's just what most people do. You know, the stories to back it up, you could draw whatever conclusion you could draw. Only thing I can control is what I do on the field, so that's what I'm doing, controlling what I can control. I can't control the masses, so that's not my job. I think I talk to my teammates, you know, in private. You know, I've been around a lot of these guys and let them know. They know how dedicated I am to this team. You know, as all together at once, I have not done that. You know, but these guys have been with me through thick and thin from my rookie year, most of these guys, so they're well aware. Well, he's correct. I've never played a game in this offense. So, yeah, I guess right now, yeah, I never fit in the game. So we have to figure that out come this Sunday. And as we progress, hopefully get me more involved or find a productive spot to put me in. Well, you know, I think the only thing I can do is just, you know, do it through action. Just leading a life that people seem, you know, to them it might seem appropriate. The things that I might do might, regardless if it's, you know, what I seem right or wrong, somebody might else see it as wrong. But drugs aside, I'm not even talking about anything associated with that. But as far as regaining that image or whatever it was, it's just a football field. That's all I can do. Like I said, I just want to control what I can control. And that's playing my hardest and working my hardest. And 16 weeks, the next season, these last six games, this season, however long I'm in Cleveland, that's just what I want to do. I mean, we'll just wait a long time. Couple more weeks is the difference, getting to see where your team is. But I think really the biggest difference now is seeing how many wins we actually have in the win column. You know, it's something I haven't seen since I've been here. We haven't had six runs since I've been here. So I'm really excited, as well as the rest of these guys. So I was extremely pumped to get back. And like I said, I wasn't for sure how much I'd be including offense. I just want to do whatever I could do as my part to try to get us to seven games and then however many after that. I have no idea, but I have no problem doing that. No problem speaking with these guys. These guys are family to me. They'll accept me that way. I have no reason to be shy, you know, or scared of them. They know my situation, and I love those guys, so I would love to do it. you know, definitely tailored to the fact that the game can be taken away from you any point in time. Tomorrow, you never really know. So cherish every moment. We all know how short of a lifetime, you know, career span you have in the NFL. So the fact that we could do something that's never been done before for the city of Cleveland, let's hone in on that and focus on the city and focus on this team and what we're doing in the locker room. From is that regard, it probably expanded a little bit more, but sure. To the fans, you know, I just want them to keep on supporting us like they have been. They've been definitely probably the most dedicated, most loyal fans out of any team in the NFL, that's for sure. Wins and losses, my first 2 years here, we didn't do as good, but the fans remain consistent, more so than any player, the fans remain consistent. So they could just keep doing what they're doing, and I'm just trying to pick up the slack where I can and try to make it easier for them to be a fan. Honestly, people are going to just believe what they want to believe. Like, if I could say it till I'm blue in the face, people still might not believe it. You know, until it's done, until it happens, it's a longevity out of it I'm trying to make. So through years down the line, hopefully they see it. But it won't happen, I think, until years down the line. That's just where I'm at right now with my past and with what's going on now. I was not actually there in a car selling capacity. I was there trying to learn the business of franchising a dealership. I definitely think I can, you know. But as regards to the coaching and how they want to implement me into the game plan, that's up to them. I want them to do what they see fit and, you know, just use me as an asset wherever is the easiest for them to do.